1027 Business with Michael Avery.
Chemical industrial company AECI, which has a fairly large exposure to mining, healthcare and agriculture, has thrived on the back of a recovery in commodities and the agri sector. The share price has come down from around 120 Rand over the last 2 years to the mid-90s. And in the COVID-19 nightmare that we've seen, they've even managed to shell out at the interim period almost 200 million Rand to shareholders, saying that they're confident in the rebound from COVID-19. And that it'll be sustained amidst this commodities boom. The group upped its interim divvy by 80% to 180 cents per share, reporting profit rising 70% to just under 950 million rand. All in all, in this environment, CEO Mark Dieter joins us now. That is a pretty good performance. Welcome.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, I think we're very pleased around the half-year result, especially after the first half of last year where, you know, the whole economy had collapsed and COVID had hit us. And who would have thought that we'd ever come out? But I think there is a lot more positive signs now. And, you know, we're very pleased with the resilience that we've shown in the last 6 months.
Now, we've seen remarkable discipline in the mining industry to not overextend on CapEx through this particular cycle. And if you look on a revenue line, it's almost 50% of your revenue is related to mining. Where are you seeing a ramp up in activity in the mining space?
Yeah, so I think it's been a bit varied throughout, you know, because we're represented internationally at the moment. We've got quite a few of our assets offshore and into Africa. But, you know, where we're seeing is definitely on the home front in the gold and platinum. Platinum has really rebounded quite nicely. And you'll see from there, volumes are way up compared to the first 6 months. But also gold as well. We saw some gold returns. And I think it's really, you know, in the mining sector, and I'm talking, you know, globally, the new projects haven't come through yet, or they take a while to come through. But what we're definitely seeing is mines that have been closed down or put on care and maintenance. I'm really talking Central Africa and some of the gold mines in West Africa. We're starting to see them reopening and coming up now. And I think we'll see a lot more impact of that in the next 6 months and going into next year. So definitely gold, platinum, copper, nickel. We've even seen, obviously, coal and iron ore, although I think South African coal is down year on year. They've been struggling, obviously, offtakes from Eskom, but also on exports. But the prices are good. And I think, yeah, you know, we've seen over the last 24 hours some really great results from that industry. So we're well aligned to that.
Yeah, I mean, Amplats reporting, what was it, a 46 billion rand interim dividend, can you?
Yeah.
Question is, how long it can be sustained for? I think most people are in agreement that it is at least sustainable for the next year to two. I want to move now to the impact that the recent riots had on your business in Gauteng and KZN, where you do have operations. What do you make of what we've seen happen in the country over the last few weeks?
Yeah, and I think it was, you know, the lawlessness and riots and obviously violence. I mean, you know, we have to distance ourselves from it. Very disappointing. But I think, you know, we've got operations in KwaZulu-Natal at Bogintwini, which are national key points. So that was totally locked down. We had no, you know, safety of our staff is paramount. So we had to close down those plants for that week. But we are back. And the biggest, I think, in terms of risk is that was the closure of the N3, you know, and not being able to get products and services from the ports or from any of the businesses in the KwaZulu-Natal. So that is a concern going forward, how easy it was locked down. But I think from a business perspective, I think we're quite volatile as a country, and we need, and there's probably little sparks needed just that, and it erupts. And I think, you know, from between government, business, we need to come to some ways of how do we improve the gap between those haves and have-nots in the country, which is actually, you know, relative to COVID now, is actually even more pronounced. So I think for me is how do we actually get people back to work? How do we create jobs, opportunities? And actually service delivery is probably high on the criteria right now.
Absolutely. And if one were to say what keeps you awake at night, I'm sure that's pretty high up on your list, is that social cohesion and how it's been eroded through the pandemic. Just lastly, Mark, as a management team, what are you going to be focused on over the next 6 months?
Yeah, and I think what, you know, we've got some capital that's going into some of the big projects that we have in, and with new business that we've obtained, especially in mining and the water areas and also in agri. So we'd be focusing on that. But paramount to us is cash, you know. In these times, still cash is king, and conservative cash, and looking for new opportunities wherever they may be. You know, we're hoping that the local economy does kick back, but obviously with the likes of InGen and Petra SA and obviously Astron, you know, that's not operating. It's putting a lot of strain on our manufacturing sector. But if the mining sector does go, and I believe it will go and boom for the next 2 years, it does have a nice pull on the rest of the country in terms of manufacturing.
Absolutely. It is still the flywheel of this economy, even though its share of GDP has shrunk over the last 20 years. Vitally important, explosive interim results from AECI CEO Mark Deiter here on Hot Business.
Hot 1027 Business with Michael Avery.